Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the World News. The headlines. DRDO achieves major breakthrough in hypersonic missile development by conducting long-duration test of scramjet combustor. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar inaugurates agro-processing facility in South Trinidad, says it will strengthen SMEs and farming sector under India's Seeds Initiative. WHO advises 42-day monitoring for all cruise ship passengers affected by hantavirus outbreak, treating them as high-risk contacts. US proposes 30% hike in minimum wages for H-1B visa workers. And in archery, India stunned China to clinch recurve team gold at Shanghai World Cup. Defence Research and Development Organisation has successfully conducted an extensive long-duration test of its actively cooled full-scale scramjet combustor in Hyderabad. Ministry of Defence said that the test achieved a run time of over 1,200 seconds, surpassing the earlier 700 seconds test held in January this year. We have a report.
The successful test of the actively cooled full-scale scramjet combustor positions India at the forefront of the advanced aerospace capabilities and continuously emerging war technologies. It also validates both the combustor design and the capabilities of state-of-the-art test facility, strengthening India's hypersonic cruise missile development program. The ministry said that the combustor uses an indigenously developed liquid hydrocarbon fuel, advanced thermal barrier coating, and modern manufacturing technologies. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented DRDO, industry partners and academia and described the achievement as a solid foundation for the nation's hypersonic cruise missile development program. Jigyasa Pandey for World News.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar jointly handed over an agro-processing facility in South Trinidad along with the Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Kamla Prasad Bisesar. Dr. Jaishankar said that the facility, powered by India's Seeds Initiative, will strengthen Trinidad and Tobago's small and medium-sized enterprises ecosystem, providing fresh impetus to its farming sector.
I'm very confident that this project would help to source agro-commodities in bulk from farmers, process them, store them for supplying locally, but equally important for promoting your export. And that way, what we will see is farmers getting better prices, consumer getting better products, and not least, what we will see is the economy, the market flourish.
He also launched a permanent prosthetic center in Pinal, Trinidad and Tobago. Dr. Jaishankar said that the centre is a gift of mobility and dignity for the country and wider CARICOM region. Earlier, Dr. S. Jaishankar visited Nelson Island in Trinidad and Tobago with Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesar. Nelson Island is the place where the Indian indentured labourers Girmitias first arrived in Trinidad and Tobago. The External Affairs Minister said the project, supported by Indian assistance, will preserve and showcase the shared heritage of an enduring journey.
I'm very glad to join the launch of a quick impact project for the upgradation of cultural heritage on Nelson Island. India attaches a high importance to creating a database, the Girmitia community, and conducting research on this legacy. On Prime Minister Narendra Modi's direction, we are working to create a dedicated Girmitia Studies Centre. I'm hopeful that this would help many of the people here in tracing their ancestral roots and reconnecting with their families in India.
The World Health Organization, WHO, has advised that everyone aboard the cruise ship affected by the hantavirus outbreak should be treated as high-risk contacts and actively monitored for 42 days. WHO's Director of Epidemic and Pandemic Preparedness and Prevention said that no passengers or crew members are currently showing symptoms, but recommended close follow-up and monitoring for all individuals disembarking from the ship during the 42-day period. Earlier, a hantavirus outbreak was reported aboard the MV Hondius cruise ship, which was travelling from Argentina to Cape Verde, located off the west coast of Africa. The United States has proposed increasing the minimum wages paid to higher employees under the H-1B visa program by 30% over previously fixed limits. According to the administration, the move will help protect American workers from wage undercutting by discouraging local companies from hiring foreign workers at below market wages. The new rule seeks to increase the minimum wages for four categories from the entry level to the most experienced, contending that existing wage levels were fixed 20 years ago and failed to adequately protect U.S. workers. The window for public comments closes on May 26, following which the Department of Labor will examine the responses and notify the final rule. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The Navy of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has warned that any attack on Iranian oil tankers or commercial vessels would trigger a strong retaliatory strike against U.S. military base and ships in the region. The statement was issued in a social media post following recent intermittent clashes between Iranian and U.S. forces in and around the Strait of Hormuz. In a separate post, the Iranian Navy claimed that its missiles and drones had logged on to U.S. targets and naval vessels in the region and were awaiting orders to fire. In recent days, U.S. forces have reportedly attacked several Iranian ships and oil tankers. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump said he expects to receive a message from Iran as uncertainty continues over the progress of nuclear negotiations. Britain has said it is deploying its warship HMS Dragon to the West Asia in preparation for a potential multinational effort to protect shipping in the Strait of Hormuz once conditions allow. Earlier, the warship had been deployed to the Eastern Mediterranean soon after the outbreak of the Iran war to support the defense of Cyprus. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said he believes the conflict in Ukraine is coming to its end. He also expressed hope that tensions in West Asia would also be resolved soon, warning that all sides would suffer if the conflict escalated further. The Russian president also said that he would meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky only after a permanent peace agreement had been finalized. Meanwhile, Moscow and Kyiv agreed to a three-day ceasefire during Russia's annual Victory Day parade in Red Square. In Pakistan, at least three policemen were killed and several others injured yesterday in a suicide bomb attack at a police station. This was followed by gunfire between security personnel and attackers in the rest of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. Initial reports suggest that several civilian houses in the vicinity suffered heavy damage due to the blast, while the roofs of multiple homes collapsed. In US, 11 people were taken to hospitals after a boat explosion near Miami. According to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, a charter boat carrying passengers went to Biscayne Bay near the Holover sandbar when an explosion occurred on board, injuring several people. In archery, Indian women's recurve team of Deepika Kumari, Ankita Bhagat and Kumkum Hod defeated host China in a dramatic shoot-off to clinch the gold medal at the Archery World Cup Stage 2 in Shanghai today. In a tense final marked by ups and downs, India took the opening set before China fought back to level the contest and force a shoot-off after the four-set regulation ended in a tie. Holding their nerves in the decider, the Indian trio prevailed 5-4 with veteran Deepika, delivering a crucial 9 under pressure in the final shoot-off arrow to seal India's first World Cup gold since 2021. It was India's second medal of the tournament after compound archer Praveen Jadhav opened the account with a bronze medal in the individual section on Saturday. In boxing, India's under-15 girls delivered commanding performances in the semi-finals at the Asian Boxing Under-15 and Under-17 Championships, with 9 boxers advancing to finals across weight categories in Tashkent. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. DRDO achieves major breakthrough in hypersonic missile development by conducting long-duration tests of scramjet combustor. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar inaugurates agro-processing facility in South Trinidad, says it will strengthen SMEs and farming sector under India's Seeds Initiative. WHO advises 42-day monitoring for all cruise ship passengers affected by hantavirus outbreak, treating them as high-risk contacts. US proposes 30% hike in minimum wages for H-1B visa workers. And in archery, India stunned China to clinch recurve team gold at Shanghai World Cup. And that is the end of this news bulletin.